Sophie Barrett Brown joins us, immigration lawyer at Laura Devine Immigration. Sophie, good evening.
Good evening.
What did we learn today from the Prime Minister that we haven't heard before?
Very little indeed, I would say. It's another slogan, I fear, and that's one of the concerns around this topic. It's really too important a topic to just be dealt with in terms of slogans. So we actually know very little about what's proposed of the new system. And I think what I'd observe about our current system, when you take the EU dimension out of the equation, look at our actual immigration system, it is equal on the whole towards nationals of every different country. The vast majority of our immigration categories apply equally to all applicants, regardless of their nationality. So I think the slogan, people before passports, is quite a misleading one.
Well, no, but his point would be that it's not equal at the moment because obviously EU nationals have given precedence because of free movement. And after we leave, everyone will be on the same footing.
Yes, that's absolutely true, but that's not a new statement. I mean, that's been discussed over the last several years, that when free movement ends, EU nationals will need to just follow our immigration system that applies to all other nationals. So that in itself tells us nothing about what the new immigration system will be.
Well, we presume it's going to be some sort of points system, don't we? And I think the point the Prime Minister was making at this summit was that it will actually be to the advantage of many African countries who feel disadvantaged at the moment.
I think that very much remains to be seen, depending on what actually is rolled out. And I would certainly be hopeful that it would be to the advantage of all nationals having equal access to the system. But at the moment, we have very little information about what it's going to look like. And again, I fear the saying that it's going to be an Australian-style points-based system is something of a slogan. So what we do know about it are things like it will have an exceptional talent route. Well, our current system has an exceptional talent route. It's called Tier 1 Exceptional Talent. And that there'll be a route for workers who have a job offer. Well, we currently have a route for people with a job offer. It's called Tier 2 Sponsored Workers, and it requires people, generally speaking, to have a degree and looks at specific occupations as well. We're told that there will be a route for temporary workers. Well, guess what? We already have a route for temporary workers. It's called the Tier 5 Temporary Worker Route, and that includes things like entertainers and so on. So the vast majority of what we have been told about the new system is remarkably similar in concept to our existing system, and remarkably different, in fact, to the Australian points-based system.
Okay, Sophie, thank you. That's Sophie Barrett Brown from Laura Devine Immigration. Now, Sir Keir